Good morning. Snow will gradually wind down across interior New York and New England. It's already ended across parts of northern New York and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Mohawk Valley and western Catskill. Still, a few snow showers around in these areas. While the light snow that's still ongoing from the greater Capital District south on the Thruway and points east into New England will wind down from west to east over the course of the morning drive, with eastern sections of New England watching the snow wind down toward lunchtime. The storm system continues to intensify as it wraps up east of Cape Cod. The winds are still persistent and bitter cold air continues to hover over the region. In many locations, readings fell below zero overnight, and that's where we start the day today. It'll be a struggle temperature-wise throughout the day, despite a return to some sunshine gradually through the morning and into the afternoon. The bitter cold northwest wind will kick up between 10 and 20 miles per hour. High temperatures today will make it above zero from I-90 and points south into the teens across the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, while the I-90 corridor will stay in the single digits. It'll be below zero across parts of the Adirondacks and into central and northern Vermont for afternoon highs. Then factoring in the wind, wind chill values will be below zero throughout the region all day long. Clear skies tonight, combined with a light wind, will produce bitter cold temperatures. Most places will bottom out between 5 and 20 below zero, with readings as cold as 30 below zero in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. So this is where we'll start the day tomorrow, with high pressure keeping it dry under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. We'll recover back above zero before long, and temperatures will push into the upper teens to around 20 for afternoon highs. Parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will stay close to 10 above. High pressure will dominate through Saturday night and Sunday morning, keeping it dry. Then the next system approaches from the Tennessee Valley during the day on Sunday. Clouds will gradually increase as a low pressure wave lifts toward the Ohio Valley and western New York. On this track, a southerly wind flow will develop, and despite increasing and thickening clouds on Sunday, highs should reach the lower to middle 30s. Precipitation, mainly in the form of rain and snow showers, will break out later in the day and toward evening, with some sleet and freezing rain also possible. With milder air continuing to flow in on Sunday night into Monday morning, we'll continue with precipitation in various forms depending on elevation and exact temperature, and the warmest air will be in place first thing Monday morning with highs close to 40. On the back side of the system, precipitation will change back to all snow before ending during the day on Monday. It'll turn much colder with the wind picking up out of the northwest as temperatures drop. Throughout the day on Monday, readings will fall through the 30s and 20s and back into the teens, and overnight lows on Monday night will fall down towards zero. This will set us up for another cold blast on Tuesday with a stiff northwest wind and a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will remain once again in the single digits. A recovery back up toward 20 on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of light snow back into the picture again on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings continue this morning for Long Island and extreme eastern Massachusetts, including Cape Cod. Winds at times up to 45 miles per hour will continue, along with heavy snow and low visibility into the early part of the afternoon. Behind the storm, wind chill advisories and warnings have been issued for the Midwest, where wind chill readings could be as low as 50 below zero, and freeze warnings are out all the way down to the Florida Peninsula. At Mount Washington this morning, 4 miles visibility with light snow and 4 below zero, with a north-northeast wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and 4 below zero, the dew point 10 below, 75% relative humidity, the wind speed north at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to a low of 47 below zero at Babbitt and Embarrass, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow and wind, 1 to 2 more inches, with highs in the upper teens. Boston, windy with snow, 2 to 4 more inches, and highs in the lower teens. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and windy, with highs 5 to 10 above zero. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 17 degrees, the low 2 below zero. The average temperature, 8, that's 15 degrees below normal. 7.1 inches of snow yesterday, for the month 7.3 inches, which is 6.2 inches above normal. And 29.4 inches of snow now for the season, which is 11.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 61, set in 1913. And the record low, 14 below in 1970. Sunrise this morning is at 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:34 p.m. 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, windy and bitter cold today with highs 0 to 10 below. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight, lows 10 to 20 below zero with local readings down to 30 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow ending this morning, then some sunshine, windy and cold, with highs in the lower teens. Clear and very cold tonight, with lows 0 to 10 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, snow winding down this morning, then increasing sunshine, windy and bitter cold, with highs 0 to 10 above. Partly cloudy tonight, continued bitter cold with lows 5 to 15 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light snow ending this morning, some sunshine coming back this afternoon, windy and very cold with highs 0 to 10 above. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 5 to 15 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Snow showers this morning giving way to increasing sunshine, windy and bitter cold, with highs between 0 and 10 above. Mostly clear this evening, partly cloudy overnight tonight, continued bitter cold, with lows 5 to 15 below 0. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, but still blustery, with highs around 20. Increasing and thickening clouds on Sunday with the chance of light rain or snow, perhaps some sleet and freezing rain by the end of the day in the lower to mid-30s. Rain and mixed precipitation Sunday night and Monday morning, around 40 to start the day Monday. Then temperatures drop quickly through the 30s and 20s with a gusty wind in the afternoon. Bitter cold air comes back Tuesday, windy in the single digits above zero, a mix of sun and clouds 20 on Wednesday, and a chance of snow in the lower 20s on Thursday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.